Gita 6.44 Purvabhyasena tenaiva Riyateyav shopisah jigyansurap yogasya Shabda brahmati vartate. Krishna is speaking here. Purvabhyasena tenaiva. He is speaking about how the yogi who had given up, had not been able to complete spiritual life and the spiritual pursuit in one life, continues on in the next life, either by first going to heaven and being born in a cultured or wealthy family, or being directly born in a very spiritually inclined family. So it says, Purvabhyasena tenaiva, because of Purvabhyasa, because of one's past practice, tena eva, that person certainly, riyate yavishopi saha, riyate means to become attracted, avishopi saha, helplessly attracted, said over here. Jigyasu rapi yogasya, this is such a jigyasu, which is inquisitive, spiritually inquisitive person, yogasya, is inquisitive about yoga. Shabda Brahma ti vartate. Shabda Brahma refers to the Vedic scriptures, to their, especially their Karma Kanda section. Ati vartate goes beyond the range of the Vedic scriptures. It's a very interesting verse in terms of its various aspects. So let's go over it line by line. Purvabhyasena tenaiva. The Purvabhyasa refers to what has been done, the practices that has been done in one's previous life. So in general, the practice that we do with respect to material things related with the body, that practice doesn't go on with us from one life to the next life. A person may have become a PhD in, say, English in one lifetime, but the most likely that person will have to start with learning A, B, C, E, F, G in the next life. So, however, with respect to spiritual growth or spiritual education, Krishna says, Purvabhyasena tenaiva. So, the Purvabhyas, the past practice does stay and it still stays relevant. Te naiva, that person, purva abhyase te naiva. What happens to that person? Riyate yavashopi saha. Riyate is attracted, helplessly attracted to spirituality, to the search for higher meaning and to the path that, the path of yoga that will lead to the fulfillment of the search for higher meaning. So it's important to understand that Krishna doesn't say that for the past life, one will remember necessarily any facts or figures in the Bhagavatam, in the 8th canto, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th chapters talk about the story of Gajendra, and therein is described how Gajendra was living the life of a imperial glory as the king of the elephants, formidable, powerful, aristocratic, and yet when the elephant was faced with the danger, a life-threatening danger of being caught in the jaws of the crocodile, then when Gajendra realized that he couldn't help himself and neither would his co-elephants help him, so he called out to the Lord and he jap paramam japyam prak janmanya nukshikshitam. So he chanted a prayer which he had learned in his previous life. So again, what it means is that actually the spiritual inclination that was there and the spiritual wisdom that underlies such inclination, all that manifested in the time of crisis, and then he was able to speak such profound words. So similarly, when we practice Krishna consciousness, what stays with us is this practice of spiritual, is this attraction towards spiritual life. This riyate yavasho pisaha. So we may study many books and we may memorize many verses, we may sing many tunes and even master many tunes. Now we may or may not remember those verses or those tunes in our next life. But wherever we go, actually we will remember that attraction towards Krishna. We may not even know who Krishna is, but we'll feel attracted. How wonderful is this person? I want to know what is there to... So that thread that connects the soul from the previous life to this life, it's much more a thread actually. Just as we talk about the ropes of the modes we consider as ropes, which pull the soul towards the worldly objects, sense objects. And there also Krishna uses the word while referring to the modes, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. So everything is done by the mode. Nahi kaschit kshanam yatishtatya karmakrut karyateya avashah karma sarva prakriti jay gunai. So karyateya avashah, avashah is helpless. So it is said over there that this is the third chapter of the Gita. That ...3.5 is that not even for one moment can a soul be inactive, because the soul is pulled to act helplessly by the three modes. The same word avashya is used there as is used here. But there avashya refers to the three modes which act as like ropes, invisible ropes between us and the specific sense objects towards which we are attracted according to the mode that we have cultivated. So an alcoholic is avashya, helplessly attracted towards a bottle of alcohol, because that alcoholic has indulged in it and that attraction is there. So similarly, in a much more fortunate sense, the practice that we have done of bhakti that pulls our consciousness towards Krishna, and that's why for the yogi who's on the yogic path, there is a helpless attraction of the consciousness towards either Krishna or some manifestation of Krishna as the super soul or the Brahman. And thus actually that purva abhyasi denevi riyate avashopisaha. So one is pulled helplessly and actually the person can get a lot of taste and can hear a lot of taste also. Vyateya avashopisaha jigyasurabhi yogasya. Jigyasur api yogasya shabda brahmati vartate.
सोए थे आप, सबने डिस्टर्ब कर दिया। सॉरी,
डिस्टर्ब
कुछ है